first things first, you know, it's fun to play in the snow. I have to admit that, you know, from my family standpoint. But the challenges come when you have to actually drive snow and ice. So a couple of things, you know, that I want folks to keep in mind is, first of all, know what your capability function is of your vehicle. You know, what can your car do or your truck do? Is it up to par when it comes to traction control? Is your anti-lock braking system up to par? Know what your vehicle can do. And just as simple as put, how to avoid a crash in some cases could be inevitable because you're doing everything that you need to do, but what about the other driver? The best thing to do is just stay home. But if you direly have to get out in this weather, up under these conditions, a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. Avoid using cruise control, especially in these winter conditions. You want to have full control of your vehicle, not your vehicle have full control of you. Steer in the direction of the skid if that comes your way. And this is so, you know, when the wheels are skidding all over the road, you can actually regain traction when you steer in the direction of the skid. Now, you don't want to overcorrect the vehicle because we have that problem when individuals are driving on dry land, overcorrecting causes major crashes. Accelerate and deaccelerate slowly, extremely slowly. You don't want to start too fast or go ahead and slow down too fast or too slow, so to speak. Increase your following distance. You know, normally we tell folks your following distance is about 2 to 3 seconds, but we want you to increase that to 8 to 10 seconds, and that should be a safe following distance for you. And if possible, don't stop when going up on a hill, because on icy roads, we already know what goes up, it's going to come down. If visibility is not on your side, meaning we have heavy fog, or like last night, throughout pretty much a large percentage of Texas, lights were out. That's to include street lights. If visibility is low, your best bet is just to stay home. But again, reduce those distractions when you're on the roadway so you can keep your primary task in hand, which is driving on your mind. Again, know the capabilities of your vehicle, know what it can do, and you know, if you're a safe person, if you're a smart person, probably the best thing to do is to stay home. But if you can't, please follow those directions. If there's a medical situation, keep in mind EMS and our fire department, state troopers, police departments, and your sheriff's office, we're out working 24 hours. And if you need us, you know what number to call, 911 for emergencies, or if you have that actual number to the sheriff's office, the police department, or DPS, just give us a call direct, and we'll try to come to you as soon as we can. Now, the reason why we're telling folks to drive safe is because we don't want to tie up that emergency management time working a one vehicle crash in a ditch. We want to keep that line open and keep those resources available for folks that actually need that resource and response. So drive safe. If you can, stay home, but if you direly have to go out, just please be mindful of those safety precautions. Winter weather is along the same lines as, you know, your flooding situations, heavy rain situations. I always, for years, kept two blankets in my patrol car. And that's for these reasons that we're in right now. I have a blanket in each one of my personal vehicles. And somebody's going to ask, why the blanket? Well, you may get stranded on the road. And, you know, the cold weather is not going to be your friend. And maybe that jacket isn't enough. Again, make sure that before you start before you travel on the roadway, even if you're not going anywhere, go outside if you can and start your vehicle and get those fluids to running, because the vehicle can't do anything for you if it's not functioning properly. Again, a fully charged cell phone is a really good friend when you're traveling down the road. And again, if you want to have some snacks, think in mind if you're stranded on the road, because again, Josh, it may take us a while to get to you. Some roads are closed. actually several of those are closed, and we can be on the line for another hour discussing that situation. So one of the things to have in your memory bank is law enforcement and EMS and the fire, and maybe tied up on another dire situation, or they just simply can't get to you. So again, the best bet is to stay home, follow those tips that I so graciously presented to you. And if you have to get out, blanket, fully charged cell phone, some snacks, and a book, and that should get you where you need to go. But like everything else, we will get through this, and we will continue on with our lives.